It comes straight down. It's a weak power. Rashi says, it's not a very strong one. It's a little bit is koyach. Yesh kan. Still going a little bit from your power. Like we said before, if your power stopped, it should have come straight down. The fact it's traveling, let's dodden, to the sides, it's only traveling to the sides because of your kayach. So true, it's not your 100% power, because your full power was going upwards. It should have kept on going upwards. So that full power stopped. But the fact it's coming down a little bit far away, it's sudden, it's still considered your kayach. It's an extension, like your kayach did not end, that's the swara. Your kayach didn't end yet. It's not your complete power, but your power did not end yet. If it comes straight down, your power ended up there. Now it's just returning. But as long as it's moving on the side, it's considered new swara, mixed up kayach.
I think what you're saying, you're opening the door,
you're putting
the same as an arrow, actually.
Tell me about him. Heiku asar 10 people, Rachmanos, is beating up somebody. The asar says, each one has his own bat. Oh, mace, at the end of the end of 10, beat him up, the guy dies. Now, Bein B'Zachas, when they all hit him at the same time, Bein B'Zachas, one after another, Peturim. All 10 are put. That's the Tanakama. We'll soon see why Dash is a Pusik. You need one person to kill him and not the 10 people. We have Yehuda Ben Mesei Raimino. B'Zachas, they do it one after another. Achman Chayiv. The last one, the last bat, that kills him. But they Shekir Ben Mesei, so true, he would have died anyway. But he would have lived another minute. The last bat, that's what made him Mekar of Riddles Meet the Closer, for that Yechayiv. For Fariga Shrachas Yechayiv. Om Reb Yechayiv, what's the Machleg is telling in? Om Shnei Mikrech Adosh, the first Ash in the same Pesach. The first one says in the Yikram, V'ish Kiyake Kol Nefesh Odom. So the Lashon of V'ish, a person, Kiyake Kol Nefesh. You have to, it's a whole soul, you have to kill the whole person. Rabban and Savri, Kol Nefesh means Adika Kol Nefesh. So one person kills the whole soul. Well, here you have 10 people, whether they're hitting him together, or even Zachazer, the last one did not kill Kol Nefesh. The first one started the Misa. So therefore the Potter. That's the Adika Kol Nefesh. The Chivan de Metchila, the Yuhu Rishayna Berigasai, the first bat helped. Leka Kol Nefesh Amakach Achra, the last hit is not the complete killer. He needed the first ones also. That's the Rabban Tzvera. Rabbi Yudim and Beseira 7, no, just the opposite. What says Kol Nefesh means Vidashin, Kol Do Nefesh, any little bit of life you take away. That's just Afilu Miksasa. And Miyu Hecha, the Hik of Basaka, the world can hit at the same time. Lav Katun Kul, we can't kill everybody. Why? The Ishki Yakam Rachman of Leshnaim Shekol. If two people hit him together, whether with the same bat or two different bats, but at the same time, that's like Shnaim Shasu. It's like two people killed him, you're part of Misa. But as long as there's there one person giving the last clap, and that clap is making the car of Misasai, even though it's not Kol Nefesh, three dashins, Nefesh Kodu. Any little bit of life you take away from him, for that you chayv Misa. Omar Rav also like this. Hakomo, everybody agrees, the holy guest at Trefa, if you kill a Trefa, person with a Trefa, Shu Potter. That the murderer is Potter. Sunsi, why?
Would have died anyway, no?
Rashi goes, well, he wouldn't have died, but the court at last story, you carve me so today, he would have died later on. Rashi says, Shupata midloya fligo day, since it's no machoik, everybody else shmamina, kivan benikorim chatichas, the one of Rashi says, chiyusa gavra katimu chashav layes, since we see what's missing with him, he has a hole here, he has a hole in his head, we see clearly his problem, even though he may live a few days, he may live a year even, he could live 12 months. But since we see clearly the problem, that's considered a garvah ketila. Chiddush, he's called a dead person already. That's not called even a kol nefesh, a mixas nefesh. If we see his death, that's different. So the holy gets that trefa means something's missing in his body, we see clear the problem, shupatam. The graces of the shaman, because somebody's very, very sick. Some, when there's nothing missing in his body, just see the graces of the Shemayim means a sickness came upon him, he's very, very sick, he's about to die. Shuchayiv, if somebody kills him then, even it makes it a second earlier, Yechayiv Misa for that. Because the person is not called dead yet, since there's nothing wrong with his body, it's not operating. But there's nothing missing there, Yechayiv. If he became sick for the Yodim, Rashi says, Kugoyin Zeh, Shekorov Lomos, Machmas Hamakis. The first 10 people hit him, and they made him very sick, he's about to die because of that. And now the last person comes and kills him. is the last one chayiv. That's the machlokes of it. That's called graces b'dayodim. The what? My madn l'treifa. The Rebbe Tanakama said the doyma to a treifa. That since the first ones hit him so much, he would have died anyway, so he's treated like a treifa. We see clearly the problem. He's called the garba katila. Therefore, the last one is potter. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Messiah says no. Madn l'treifa b'day shemayim. The person is not a treifa. There's nothing missing in his body yet. He's just very, very sick. That's like he's stam sick. And as long as he's alive, it's called he has a nefesh koldu. If you take it away, you're chayif. Now, let's go weiter. Man, the mother treifa, the one that says this is doyma to a treifa, my time with the mother of the grace is, why is the doyma to grace of the shemayim? And what's the difference? A treifa means there's a hole in his lungs. We see clearly the problem. Here, even though he's beaten up, there's nothing missing in his body. So here, it's only like he's sick. Someone says, no, grace is b'day shemayim lo yisavet be maisa. No action, no maisa happened to him. He some became sick, so therefore he's still alive. Whoever kills him now is chayiv. But high here, when nine people beat him up first, yisavet be maisa, an action was done to him. So the Tanakhama svar is an action like this is considered like a treifa. Of a maisa, it's considered like a maisa riga was already started, was done to the person. So therefore, that the maisa is the cause of the kill. The last person is just like finishing it, but he's been not through a complete maisa riga. Somebody else helped him along, they hold your porter. Oh man, the madl of Yehuda says, no, madl of Yehuda b'day shemayim, my time of madl of Yehuda, why is the name of treifa? I'll tell you, treifa mechat chesimonim. A treifa there, there's a hole through his lungs, through his brains. We see clearly the problem. There's a chitach, there's something missing in his body. But ho, this person was beaten up, le'mechat chisimonim, chisimonim, his whole body is whole, there's nothing wrong there, just is not functioning. That's called geisiz b'day shemayim, that's called a live person. If you're mekarev misa, so you're chayiv misa. That's the machlokes. We'll pass the letter to Tanakhama here, that you'll be potter. Toni, Tanakhama midrashashis, v'ish ki yaka kol nefesh, the pasuk says, V'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam lehove hamakes chaveroi v'yein bar kadei l'hamis, that you hit your friend and that hitting should have not killed him. It wasn't strong enough to kill him. Or b'achav emisai, and the second person comes and hits him again and that kills him, shuchayif, because throughout the first action was not called the ma'isariga. You did the ma'isariga, you're chayif, according to everybody. What's going to be? Shemar says ein bar kadei l'hamis pshita, of course that the first one's part, the second one's chayif. El rather the chiddush is like this, like the first one did nothing, so treat the second one as a murderer. El rather the chiddush is like this, yesh b'kadel hamis, the first one hit him and that was a hit that really should have killed him, but ubo achav emisai, a second one came fast before he died and hit him again, shu chayiv, that the second one is still chayiv misa. Why? Ustamik habidu b'masayra, the pshat is even though he would have died through the first hit, but he would have lived another 5 minutes. The second one now that was Mekarev Misasai made him die. This minute, this second, he's Chayiv Misa. For Kirev Misasai, that's a Midrash Misasai Svara, a cold nefesh. That means cold do any little nefesh you take away, you're Chayiv Misa. And the first one is Potter, because his action did not kill him. The second one was the one that killed him. Omar Rava, however, I guess a traitor, if you kill a traitor, Potter. What did he say before Rashi? He's called the guy for Ketila. A treifa shorag bifnei bezdin. What's going to be if a treifa, a person with a treifa, if he kills somebody? Since he does it in front of bezdin, the bezdin sees him chayiv. Bezdin's supposed to kill him off biyat rami kibecha. Bezdin has to kill him without edus. Bezdin has the right to kill him. But shleif bifnei bezdin, if a treifa kills somebody, not in front of bezdin, now you have to come out to edim to mechayiv him, potter. Bezdin cannot be mechayiv misa because of edim. What's the difference? Bifnei bezdin, my time mechayiv dixivu biyat rami kibecha. That Bezdin without Edis, if Bezdin sees Ra, they have a right to wipe it out. So if Bezdin sees somebody kills, Bezdin has a right to kill him. But Shlei Bifnei Bezdin, if this person that's a traitor, killed somebody, not in front of Bezdin. So we have to command that there were two Edim there, the Edim are coming to Bezdin. Thought that Bezdin cannot kill with such Edis. Why? Devil Edis Shiat Yochol Yazima. We can't be Mazdin these Edim. Because the Edim, they're saying this person traitor Reuven killed somebody. Now, if we find out later these Edom are Vemimim, usually we kill the Edom. But here we can't do that. Because what's the Kasha Zomam? They wanted to kill a person that's dead already. They wanted to kill a Trefa. So we can't kill you. You're a person that's alive. So we can't do Kasha Zomam. So such Edis, we can't rely on the Edom. It's called Edos Shiyat Yochel Yazima. We're afraid maybe the Edom are lying. We don't have the counteract that they're afraid to lie, because if they're caught lying, we'll kill them. Here they know they can't be killed, because they wanted to kill a dead person, so he can't kill them. Therefore, the klal is, v'chol edus, shiyat yochol yazim, any edus, that we cannot have the counteract of azamah, leishim edus. We can't rely on these edus. Well, it's later on in the Makis, whether it's a gzeres akasim, whether it's a svara, but you can't rely on these edus. The Yomar HaRosh says like this, haroi v'es ha-treifa, a man that's having mishka zacha with a treifa. He's running after a treifa. Chayis tulis chayiv misa for that. But treifa shirova, if it, the man that's running after the other person, he's a treifa, it depends again. Bifnei bezin chayiv, he does it in front of bezin kills him. Shem bifnei bezin potter. Bifnei bezin chayiv, this will be at the Roman Kabecha. Bezin sees the action, bezin has the right to kill him. But shlem bifnei bezin potter. Again, tevle edish, you have the ugly azima. You want to use Edim, we can't do hazama to the Edim. So therefore, the Edim is possible, we can't kill him. For the Gemara Sulam, what would be the second case for Pshita? It's the same case whether he kills or whether he's having Mishka Zacha. So what's Hainuach? So what's the first part of the Chiddush? Haroi v'esa treifa tzuchlei. The first one says if a normal person is having Mishka Zacha with a treifa, so we kill this person, that's the Chiddush. Now the time I would have thought to say, Le'evei commanded Mishamish Meis. Let's say Rachmanis, a man has Mishka Zacha with a mace. A person's dead already, and he goes into the mace. In such a case, he's potter from Isa. So I would have thought to say here also, if you're coming into a treifa, maybe it's considered a dead person already, and should be potter also. Kamash mu'al, no, there's a big difference. To be shemanohu, the svar is you're having enjoyment from him. Vo'isle hano, if the person's alive, he has heat to his body, the heat is what gives you enjoyment. But if the person is dead already, the heat left his body, then you have no enjoyment. So even though the person's a treifa, and maybe in din he's considered dead already, but here, since his body still has heat, if a man has mishkav zocha with him, it's called yavin hanor, for that yichayiv misa. That's the Chiddush. The Yom HaRava, Edim shidu betreifa, Edim said to Edim, Edim said that a person shidu betreifa, said a treifa killed somebody. Fuzmu, and then we found that these two Edim were false. Ein hagim, we do not kill these two Edim again because they wanted to kill a dead person. We cannot kill them back. But Edei Treifa Shuzmu.
Edim
themselves, right? Edei Treifa Shuzmu. No argument. The Edim themselves are Treifa, so what? The Maisa, they wanted to have somebody killed. Now we'll kill them. No argument. Right, what? Right, you're still killing them. So it's like the Chalm of Simona, they want to kill a live person. So Pshita will kill them, even though they're considered a traitor, so what? But you want to do more damage, so... It could be because, also, not could be because Bezdin themselves sees the action, I mean. It's not so much of the ages here, Bezdin himself sees it. Right? I'm not sure. Alright. Rav Ashi Yoma, Afilu Eide Treifa, no. Even Eide Treifa, she was main Hogan. We can't have a second double case of Zayma Zayman. Again, since they were Treifa, so down the road, the second pair of Aiden that want to be killed because of them will not be killed. Because those second pair wanted to kill a dead person, we will not kill them. So, according to him, it's a Chiddush. Not only do you have to have a case of Zemimim, but you have the case of Zema Zemimim. It has to be possible, double case of Azama. The Yom HaRova, Shor Treifa Shorak. You have a Shor that's a Treifa and killed somebody, Chayiv, still we kill the Shor. If the Shor killed the person, it's a Chayiv Skila, it's called the Shor Niskal. The Shor Shalotim Treifa, let's say the owner was a Treifa, and the Shor killed somebody, Shorak Potter, then we do not kill the Shor. What's the difference? The Shor though is a healthy Shor. He killed a man. Why don't we kill the Shor? My time, Omakor, the Pesach says, HaShor Yisokel V'gam Bol of Yumas. We kill the Shor and also the owner, even though we don't really kill the owner. What does the Pesach mean? Yes, the Pesach says, HaShor Yisokel V'gam Bol of Yumas. Kolaycha the Karina Bay the Gambol of Yumais, Karina Bay Ashor Yisokel. But the Kolaycha the Karina Bay the Gambol of Yumas, where the owner was a Treifa, with whom we cannot kill with Edim, the Karina Bay Ashor Yisokel. Therefore, since the owner was a Treifa, therefore the Shor we did not kill through Edis. If Bezin would have seen the action, Bezin has the right to kill the Shor, because Bezin would have killed the owner also. But what Bezdin did not see the action, you have to come on to Edim coming to Bezdin, then there's a claw. The same way these Edim could have not been Mechayev, the owner, they killed the Mechayev, the shore. Ravashi Yomino, Afilu Shor Trefa Nami. Even if the shore is a trefa, even though the owner is healthy, we can't kill the shore. Shoreg is Potter, my timer, Kivon Dielu Bailim, Heve Ptiri Shanami Potter. So shore cannot be better than the owner. Since if the owner would have been in his stage of a trefa, we would not kill the owner, it goes so far to say, now that the shore is a trefa, you can't kill the shore either. Even though the owner is a healthy person, but you make the heck is so far, no. If the owner would be like the shore, the owner would be potter, this shore is also potter. Then our Mishnah said, Shisa Boyas Akelev. If you arouse a dog to go after somebody and he kills him, you're potter. It's called the grumma. Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. But the last machlokes was, what about if you take a snake in your hand and the snake has its mouth open and you put the snake next to the person, the snake closes its mouth and kills him? That's a machlokes where you chayiv nav. That's called the Maisa Riganat. Yev Yehudim chayiv v'chol poitrim. What's that machlokes? So Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Kishtim to him, if you want to tell him a divrei Rav Yehuda. Eres nochosh ben shinuhu amid. The poison of the snake is in between his teeth. It's there already. Lefigur, therefore, when you have this snake with open mouth and you push it into your friend, makish besayif, it's like you're hitting him with a sword. In other words, the poison is there. You're like putting the poison into your friend. Therefore, your chayiv is called a maisariga. For nochesh potter, the nochesh is doing nothing. It's like the poison is at the tip of his mouth, and you're taking his mouth and pushing it into your friend. Your mom is taking the poison and pushing it into your friend. You're the murderer and not the snake. The snake we will not kill. The snake is potter. Well, the divrei chachamim, eres nochosh meyatzmihu makia. No, the poison is still inside his body. If you take the snake and push it against your friend, it's still the snake himself that has to eject the poison. It's not there at the tip. He has to do the mindset of ejecting it. So therefore, the fikach, nochosh beskilo, who's ejecting the poison? It's the nochosh that's ejecting it. He's chayim. Ve'yamachish potter, the one that put him there is only a cause, a groma. Grom is chayim, he's potter from Isa. Now the Mishnah says, hamakes chaveroi, if you hit your friend, bein be even, whether you use a stone, then we do with your fist. So here it depends, it has to be a strong fist, a strong punch, and a strong stone. So after you did that, Bezdin evaluated and said, yes, this person is about to die. So if he would die, you'd be chayiv misa. What happened was the heikel. Then he decided, he turned for the better, it became a little bit well. Mimash shahoya, from what he was. But uliyach mikan, the third day, it went down again. Hichbet ameis. The sickness came back and he died. What's the lacha? Chayiv. Tanakhama says it's chayiv. It's not called the grumma. He died because of your hit. Even though in between it got a little bit better. So what? We have Nechem Yerma Potter. No. Raglan Madova. We see clearly it wasn't your hit that killed him. From your hit alone, the second day was getting better. Why he died the third day? Something new came in. A new sickness came in. He got something new came. It's not from directly from your hit. That's called the grumma. Tana Rabbanim. Ezu Dorash Reb Nechemi. Reb Nechemi dashed like this. The pasuk says, "In Yochmi, if he gets up, his halach b'chus, he starts to walk."